This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And here's something you don't see every day. The CEO of a major American company reports boffo quarterly profits and is gone the next day. The CEO in question is Vikram Pandit. The company is Citigroup. And the news, if not stunning, then is at least a little bit surprising. Pandit and Citi made it through the worst of the financial crisis, thanks in part to $45 billion in taxpayer bailouts. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon takes it from there.
Citigroup's stock is down almost 90% since Pandit took the helm, although many market watchers say that's just a reflection of the nightmare he inherited at the height of the financial meltdown. Lately, the bank's fortunes have shown signs of improvement. Still, banking analyst and portfolio manager Matt McCormick sees today's abrupt change in leadership as more bungling at Citigroup, and he says it explains why he's likely to keep steering clear of the stock.
They have failed to meet expectations for so long. Why would somebody go to Citigroup? Why would somebody invest in their stock when some of their peers are excelling at areas where they should be and they missed it?
Just yesterday, for example, the bank's third quarter earnings showed Citi has failed to capitalize on the recent rebound in mortgage lending. Even so, Morningstar analyst Jim Sinegal isn't expecting any major change in direction. He thinks Pandit's recent moves were starting to pay off.
You know, Citi was a financial supermarket offering everything to everyone a few years ago. That got them into a lot of trouble. Pandit really scaled back the business to focus on global businesses and urban consumers around the world.
Sinegal points out Citigroup isn't the only bank that's been dealing with turbulence, with some of its rivals suffering through unexpected losses and legal challenges.
I think it's definitely a fair question to ask whether anyone is talented enough to keep an eye on all of the operations at these large, complex institutions, and it's definitely something people should be thinking about as investors.
He says it could be that too big to fail might also mean too lumbering to succeed. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.